topic 2.14 is to outline the process of protein synthesis, including the role of transcription, translation, messenger RNA, transfer RNA, and the template antisense DNA strand. Details of the mechanism of protein synthesis on ribosomes are not required at AS. So basically what happens in DNA transcription is that DNA unzips, DNA helicase is involved here again, as the hydrogen bonds are breaking between the complementary strands. Now, where in DNA replication we had three DNA nucleotides, here we've got three mRNA nucleotides pairing with the complementary DNA bases. So they are going to bond to the template strand, and they're going to form a sequence that is identical to the coding strand, okay? So the one that is not being used as a template. The only difference is going to be uracil instead of thymine. RNA polymerase is the enzyme that we're going to use. RNA polymerase is going to catalyze the condensation of the sugar phosphate backbone. So water will form and a phosphodiester bond. The hydrogen bonds of the untwisted mRNA and DNA ladder break, which frees the new mRNA molecule. The mRNA then moves through the small nuclear pores into the cytoplasm. So that's DNA transcription in a nutshell. When it reaches the cytoplasm, it bonds to a ribosome. Now, a ribosome is a small organelle found in the cytoplasm, either free floating or attached to endoplasmic reticulum. And the large and small subunits effectively sandwich the mRNA molecule through in the middle and start coding from it. As they read the codons, the three sequences of bases that code for each amino acid, tRNA, transfer RNA molecules, with the appropriate anticodon, so the opposite, the complementary codon to the mRNA codon, bring the amino acids with them, and the amino acid chains, the polypeptides, are assembled in the ribosome. So the mRNA is engulfed by the ribosome, the tRNA molecules line up, and peptide bonds are formed between the amino acids. It's as simple as that. Eventually, the molecule, the sequence of amino acids, the polypeptide, starts folding up on itself, forming the secondary structure and eventually the tertiary structure. And you end up with a protein, which can be taken for final assembly if it needs quaternary structure.